भूमौ स्खलितपादानां भूमिरेवावलम्बनं त्वयि जातापराधानां त्वमेव शरणं शिवे.
To those who slip and fall on the ground itself offers support. Similarly, for those who commit mistakes in your worship, you alone offer refuge, O Goddess.
Aso nasa vamsha stuhinagiri vamsha dhvajapati tvadiyo nidiyah phalatu phalamasmakamuchitam vahannantarmukta शिशिरतर निश्वास गलितं समृद्ध्यायत्तासां बहिरपि समुक्ता मणिधरः.
O banner of the lineage of the snowy mountain, may your nose, resembling a tender bamboo staff, make our desires fruitful. As it carries within it the coolest free breeze of inhalation and exhalation, it is also adorned on the outside with a nose ring studded with a white pearl.
Prakritya raktaya stava sudati danta chadaruche pravakshye sadrishyam janayatu phalam vedrumalata. Na bimbam tad bimba pratiphalana raga darunitam tula madhyarudhum kathamiva nalajeta kalaya.
O goddess with beautiful rows of teeth, of your naturally red lips, I say that the only possible comparison is if a naturally red coral bore fruit. The usual poetic comparison of a red bimba fruit, which gets its redness only by the reflected light of the moon, why is it not ashamed to be even compared to a fraction of your beauty?
Smita jyotsna jalam tava vadana chandrasya pibata chakorana masi atirasataya chanchu jadima ataste shitamsho ramrutalahari mamlaruchaya pibante svachandam nishi nishi bhrusham kanchi kadhiya.
Constantly relishing the sweet bright light of your smiling moon-like face, the tongues of the chakora birds grew numb. That is why, to regain their taste buds, they occasionally relish the sour-tasting moonlight during the nights, thinking that it is sour gruel.
Aveshrantam patyur gunagana kathamredana japa japa pushpachaya tava janani jehva jayati sa yadagrasinaya sphatika drushadachha chavimayi sarasvatya murtihi parinamati manikya vapusha.
Incessantly praising the glory of your husband, your tongue, which has acquired the reddish tinge of a japa flower, may it be ever victorious. Because of this phenomenon, the pure, crystal-white form of Devi Saraswati, who is situated at the tip of your tongue, has also acquired a reddish glow.
Rani jitva daityan apahruta shirastrai kavachibhe nivrtais chandamsha tripura haranirmalya vimukhaihi विशाखेन्द्रोपेन्द्रै शशिविशदकर्पूरशकला विलीयन्ते मातस्तव वदनताम्बूलकबलाः.
Defeating the Daityas in battle and then setting aside their crowns and armors, but still deprived of Lord Shiva's garlands in praise, since they have been promised to Chanda in perpetuity, your children Kumara, Indra and Vishnu approach you. And O Mother, when you feed them the betel leaves from your own mouth, the small crystals of pure white camphor which remained in them are then crushed and digested by them.
विपञ्च्या गायन्ति विविधमपदानं पशुपते त्वयारब्धे वक्तुं चलितशिरसा साधुवचने तदीयैर्माधुर्यैरपलपिततन्त्रीकलरवाम् निजां वीणां वाणी निचुळयति चोळेन निभृतम्.
As Goddess Saraswati was playing her veena named Vipanchi and singing the glories of Lord Pashupati, when you started appreciating it with the nods of your head and your words of praise, the sweetness of your words overshadowed the sounds of the veena strings, and out of embarrassment, Goddess Saraswati started hiding the veena with the hem of her sari.
Karagrena sprushtam tuhina girina vatsalataya girishenu dastam muhuradharapana kulataya karagrahyam shambhur mukhamukura vrintam girisute kathankaram bruma tava chubukamaupam yarahitam.
Touched by the tips of the fingers of Himavan, the snowy mountain, due to his affection for his child, lifted up by Girisha, the lord of the mountain, with an intention to drink repeatedly from your lips, held by Shambhu, like one would hold a mirror to one's face, O daughter of the mountain, how shall we describe the beauty of your chin, which has no worthy comparison?
Bhujashleshan mityam puradamayito kantakavati tava grivadhatte mukha-kamala-nala-shriyamiyam svata-shveta-kala-guru-bahula-jambala-malina mrunali-lalityam vahati-yada-dhoharalatika.
Due to being in the constant embrace of the arms of Lord Shiva, your neck, with its hairs risen, resembles the beauty of a thorny, tender stalk of a lotus. The necklace of pearls below it, which is white by its own nature, but has been darkened by the application of fragrant agaru paste, makes this resemblance with a lotus stalk in muddy waters even more prominent.
Gali rekha stisro gati gamaka geetaika nipune विवाह व्यानद्ध प्रगुण गुण संख्या प्रतिभुवः विराजन्ते नाना विध मधुर रागा करभुवां त्रयाणां ग्रामाणां स्थिति नियम सीमा नैव ते.
O Goddess, who has a unique expertise of the rhythm and the flow of music, the three folds on your neck are indicative of the number of knots tied with the Mangala Sutra at the time of marriage. They shine forth as if representing the positions and guidelines of music which are the three gramas, out of which various sweet ragas spring forth.
Mrunali mridvinam tava bhujalatanam chatasrunam chaturbhis saundaryam sarasija bhavastauti vadanaihi nakhebhyas santrasyan prathama mathanadandhakaripo chaturnam shirshanam samama bhayastarpanadhiya.
The lotus-born Brahma, with his four faces, sings the praise of the beauty of your four lotus-stalk-like arms. It is because he is afraid of the terrible nails of Lord Shiva, the vanquisher of Andhakasura, who ripped off his fifth head once before, and therefore wishes to have your four hands granting protection over the rest of his four heads.